Well, you're out now, so they can't come after you, right?
Absolutely. That's why I'm telling this story nationwide or worldwide on the Ray Richardson Show.
Yeah, it's is it baffling to you, Ira, as it is to me, that, and I realize that George H.W. Bush, President Bush 41, created the policy, and Bill Clinton, President 42, implemented the policy. But is it baffling to you that we can trust brave men and women to wear the uniform and carry a gun in foreign lands, but when they come home to the good old U.S. of A., those same brave women and men can't carry guns at military bases?
It is mind-boggling to me. It's almost like we can't trust you. You know, you've been in a combat theater. You've won medals. You've taken out hostile enemies, whether they're insurgents, whether they're terrorists, whatever they are. You've taken those folks out. You've watched. You've carefully dealt with civilians in other countries. But yes, you come back to this country, and you can't even carry, even though, like here in the state of Florida, and I know Maine just came up with I guess you guys are going to have a concealed carry where people can carry there in Maine open. I'm not sure if it's open.
Yeah, they're calling it constitutional carry. It would basically, you don't have to have a permit.
Right.
Correct.
You don't have to, take a class.
Which I think that's great. In some instances, because people always joke with me here, or just joke in general, about Texas and Florida not being the place that you want to have something like the Aurora Theater shooting.
Right.
Because so many people here in Florida, and definitely in Texas, carry firearms, you probably aren't going to get far. And I'm just a strong believer that the more public citizens carry a gun, the less apt we are to have an incident like Aurora, Colorado, or even this horrendous shooting that we just dealt with in Chattanooga. But yes, it does baffle my mind that they do not feel that these folks, or even me back in the day, that we should carry guns.
Yeah, and you're trained. You're a Marine, for God's sakes. We know that's the best of the best. So why wouldn't we trust you all? We trust you to defend the nation, but we can't trust you to defend yourself when trouble comes?
And how can that change? Who can make that change, do you know?
Well, there's a couple of ways to do it. The Congress or the President could do it with an executive order. I mean, this was an executive action.
Well, and I was talking to a gentleman yesterday who currently works at the Pentagon. He's in the U.S. Army, and he's in the law enforcement branch of the U.S. Army.
Do I happen to know him? It sounds like a guy we both know.
No, actually, this is a gentleman that walked into a cigar shop that we just struck up a conversation.
Let me pause right there. Ira, you guys know I talk about cigars here, and I dream about cigars. I don't actually smoke a lot of them. Ira is a cigar aficionado. I think his photograph is on some posters for cigars.
Yeah, it used to be.
So I didn't mean to distract you. Go back to the Pentagon story.
Okay, yeah, no, but this guy was telling me that they've been talking about doing something with as far as recruiting stations, reserve centers, any military-type attaché that's in a civilian community, talking about how to protect them. Well, as we know, right now they're talking about, at least here in the state of Florida, Ray, and I'm not sure if you or your listeners are familiar with this, but the governor of Florida just decided to take the National Guard, at least his state-run agency,
right,
and have them go into Army Reserve centers and go to have some National Guard go to some National Guard reserve centers or to reserve recruiting stations. And that's great. But what happens when those guys leave to go out to a high school or to go out to a mall to do some area canvassing, to hand out business cards and talk to people, to go to just various locations? You know, then they're out of harm's way of an armed guard. But the only way that we can really do anything is by allowing these gentlemen or and ladies to carry a firearm. But let me go back and finish that statement. What I was saying, this gentleman was telling me that they've been looking at this for about 3 years. And as we know, the government takes forever plus 3 days to do anything.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's part of the problem. They keep looking at this, but as we all have learned through the years, unless someone loses their life in a horrendous act like what happened Friday in Chattanooga, then action starts to jump off the page.
Well, the problem, though, is, Ira, and you know this, and actually, can you hang around? We're running really late, but I want you to hang around with us.
Sure.
Yeah, we got to run a break here. Derek Volk is in the house as well. He hasn't said much, but I know he's dying, too. Hang on, Ira. We'll be right back with you. It is 7:51.
No problem.